We are excited, and we say once again, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we're excited and delighted to have each and every one of you on the call this morning. We're tagging today, Expecting Miracles Monday. Yes, we are, because we're using Psalms 136, verse 4, where it says, give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We say welcome this Monday morning, and let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for being the Most High God this morning, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you have brought us to another day, another minute, another hour to say thank you. Thank you for the breath we breathe this morning. We glorify you, Father, for being the awesome God that you are. And we're using our mouths to say glory to the God Almighty. Father, we ask that you bless each and every individual on this call this morning. We ask that you strengthen them and keep them in perfect peace. Lord, we're expecting miracles this day and the days to come because you alone are holy. You're the one that performs miracles in our everyday lives. And Father God, we're seeking your face daily, knowing that you are God Almighty and you're ready to do great and mighty things in our lives. So Father, with that being said, we say thank you for the speaker that's going to bring forth the message this morning. We know the airlines will be clear, that all will hear what the Spirit has for them this day. And Father God, we'll be careful to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you, Father, for the artist in, family and the artist International Company. We thank you for every distributor and every person that's involved, and even those that are coming, Lord God. We thank you that we will artist the world, Father, because you, Lord, are doing mighty, mighty miracles in each and every one of our lives. We thank you, we praise you, and we honor you, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, once again, good morning, good morning. And now I'll turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Minister LaShawn, take it away.
Good morning, my love, and good morning to our TMC family. I love the coin that you phrased today. We are truly expecting miracles, but what I found even more awesome through God, through you, was when you said, this is the day that the Lord has made. And for those of you who knew our beautiful, beloved Joni from Tampa, that was on her voicemail when you called her. And I just wanted to let you know, on behalf of the Master's Call family, that we are celebrating the life of Joni Smith, who was in Tampa, who passed away this weekend. She went home to be with the Lord, and we are celebrating her beloved life. And her memorial service will be on the 31st. It will be on the 31st in Tampa, Florida. So for those who know and love Joni, we ask that you go out there and support her and celebrate her life. It will be at Wilson Funeral Home, which is 3000 North 29th Street in Tampa, Florida, at 1 p.m. on the 31st of this month, which is Saturday. So although I'm a little teary-eyed, I just want to say we're celebrating her beautiful life, and she was a dedicated family member and listener on the Master's Call. So again, we greet you once, we greet you twice, and we want to welcome those who are on the line, especially if it's your first time on the call. The Master's Call was found October 25th, 2010, by two victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call affectionately Dr. Dimples, the Motivator. And we're just so excited that God has given them the opportunity to say yes to his call and giving us this telecommunications sanctuary that has gone uninterrupted since the inception of this call. And for many of us, it has created friendships. It's created relationships with, through God, and people have been saved through this call and found a church home, and people have answered their calls to ministry because of this call, because God knew exactly what he wanted to be done through this call. So we just celebrate God and thank him so much for the opportunity to have this call. And for those of you who do not know, we started an artist corporate fast. Yes, we did. No meats, no sweets, no treats, as Minister Tiffany would say. And as difficult as it is, we are pressing because we know that miracles, signs, and wonders are seen in 2015. And in order for us to have our mindsets focused on our daily goals as well as ultimate success, we must sacrifice something and give it unto the Lord. So we are excited. Today is the 25th, which means we are on our 20th day of fasting, and we are asking that you join us if you have not joined us yet. It is not too late to fast with us, and we are asking that you follow the prayer directives that are on the website. It actually has the weeks of, and what the focus areas are of your prayer, and basically the Daniel's fast is, consists of fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains, water, all the supplements if you have it, especially the NutriShake, and most of all, prayer. No meat, including anything that's fleshy, beef, turkey, fish, salmon, tuna, lobster, crab, shrimp, all of that is inclusive. And this is not a diet. If you're doing it without praying, it is a diet. We're not trying to lose weight. We are releasing yokes and strongholds. So join us, join us, join us. Now, back to the master's call, how it was founded. God gave Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. PK a scripture reference to stand on. And that scripture could be found in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So Master's Call family, as you heard Minister Brenda, who started this call off in prayer, you're going to hear us end this call in prayer. And we encourage you, the believer, to continue your day in prayer, because we know when the prayers go up, God's mighty, mighty blessings come down, and we are comforted, and we are headed for prosperity. So we are just excited about that. And God also gave them a mission statement, anything that has a mission, goals, and decency in order. And that mission statement is to enrich, to enhance, and to empower believers as they begin their day. And if you go to our website, www.themasterscall.net, again, that's www.themasterscall.net, you will hear exactly why we have been enriched, enhanced, and empowered as believers, because you'll be able to hear all of the messages since the beginning of this call. Not only that, there are so many awesome nuggets on this website that you would love to read and understand and learn. So we invite you to our website again. That is www.themasterscall.net. And we also invite you to email us at info@themasterscall.net. And with that, you'll be able to let us know what God is saying to you, whether it's to become a prayer intercessor, a greeter, or to deliver his word on this call. We are calling brothers and sisters from the north, the south, the east, and the west to become prayer intercessors and to join our team. So if God is telling you that it is time, utilize the email, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, or Minister Robin Wilson will get back to you, because she is our prayer general. That website can also be used for prayer requests and praise reports and testimonies. We love, love, love to hear from you. So again, info@themasterscall.net. Well, there's so much more I can share with you, but it is preaching time. Yes, we are excited about Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott. She is about to bring a word from the throne room, and for those of you who have heard her in the past, she is truly motivating, inspiring, and she gets you to be your stellar best through God. So what she says, by no means can any acceptable idea for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now. And this statement introduces Dr. Farrell Scott, who is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. and she believes that nothing is more important and more precious than the moment in which you're living in now. She says there's a dance happening in your life, and she encourages you to take the lead. She also says that the stage before you, it advises you to walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. And there is a song to be sung that only you can sing, so sing it. So I invite you to go to our website, again, www.themasterscall.net. Scroll over to the speaker's bios and learn a lot more about Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell Scott. But in the interim, she just wants you to know that she is a lover of the Lord, and she's about to come right now with a word from the throne room. Are you there, Dr. Scott?
I'm here.
Amen. Praise God. Take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And giving honor to God, the head of my life, I give God praise and thanks for waking me up in my right mind. I just thank God for health and strength and for all the great and awesome things that he has done and is continuing to do in my life. I give honor to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Those two women, you know, masters in the vineyard, for starting this call and for keeping it going. I just want to give God praise and thanks. And I'm honored to be on this call this morning, and I give God thanks. I never, ever take it lightly when I have the opportunity to speak. And so this morning, as we make our hearts and our minds ready, I would like to just take some time and talk about dreams. You know, we all dreams. We all have dreams. We all just celebrated the life of a phenomenal dreamer. But so many of us forget that God has given each and every one of us our own phenomenal dreams. And so many times we put them down and we forget. And so this morning, my offer would be that we pick up our dreams, that you pick your dreams up this morning, dust them off, listen to that still small voice that says, this is the way, walk ye in it as you walk the way of your dreams. Father, I thank you for the word this morning. I ask that you speak to my vocal cords, think to my mind, none of me, all of you. Lord, your word says a sower goes out to sow. And as I sow this word this morning, I decree and I declare, it is falling on fertile soil and it is bringing forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some hundredfold. I decree and I declare men and women will lead this call, saying, did not our hearts burn within us? I praise you and I thank you and I bless your name. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, this morning, guys, I am not going to be long before you, and we're going to talk about dreams. 2016 is the year of destiny. 2016 is the year you win. 2016 is the year that God opens the windows of heaven upon you, and he's pouring you out a blessing you don't have to room enough to receive. 2015, I want you to know, we don't have to beg God to bless us. 2015, guys, if you get to the understanding of knowing that God sent you here with a purpose. God sent you here with a plan. God sent you here to succeed. Before the foundation of the world, success was put in your DNA. And so before I go any further, let's talk about the success of your DNA. And it's in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. You were created in God's image, after his likeness, and God sent you here to succeed. Doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what family you were born into, your lineage or whatever it is, come with me as we share your DNA today. Your DNA is found in Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. I'm reading from the Jewish Study Bible. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. They shall rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, the cattle, the whole earth, and all creeping things that creep on earth. And God created man in his image. In the image of God created he them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful, increase, fill the earth, and master it, and rule the fish of the sea, the birds of the sky, and all the living things that creep on earth. God said, see, I give you every seed-bearing plant that is upon the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit, that they shall be yours for food. I'm going to read that again, and that's the Holy Spirit. He said, see, I give you every seed-bearing plant that is upon all the earth, and every tree that has seed-bearing fruit, they shall be yours for food. I didn't intend to go that far, but the Holy Spirit went that far, because I have been teaching at church about seed and how important it is. This morning, all of you that are on this call, you sow the seed. By just getting up and dialing into this call, you sowed a seed. And every seed brings forth a harvest. You sow the good seed, guess what? You get a good harvest. You sow a negative seed, you get a negative harvest. And God is saying, as part of your DNA, he gave you the ability to sow. He gave you the ability to be a seed sower. And so whether you're in business or whether you're looking for a promotion on your job, I need for each and every one of you on this call to receive that you have the ability to sow seeds. It is part of your DNA. God breathed into you. You are God breathed, and God sent you here to win. He told Jeremiah, I knew you in your mother's womb. Before you came out, remember, that's our DNA. Before your parents got together, Jeremiah, I knew you. I ordained you. I appointed you. And then Jeremiah panicked and he said, oh, my God, oh, my God. And what did God say? And guys, it's my story. So those of you that have heard me before, I love to tell my stories because Jeremiah is dead. This is 2015, and this scripture is very relevant to each and every one of us listening this morning. And maybe you may be going to God and you may be telling God, you know, I don't have a degree, or I'm not good at business, or, you know, I'm not a good wife, or I'm not this, or I'm not that. I'm from the Caribbean community, and maybe there are Caribbean people that are listening, or you know anyone. They may be saying, well, you know, Hispanics, I don't have my documents to be in this country, or whatever it is. And God is telling you this morning, stop minimizing yourself. Do not allow your situation to be who you are. You are not your situation. And that's what God had to tell Jeremiah. Jeremiah was minimizing himself, and he came to God, you know, maybe telling God, well, you know, I don't think I'm qualified, or I don't think I can do this. And God said to him, don't say that. Do not say that you're not qualified. Do not say that you don't have your documents in this country. Do not say because you don't have a degree you're not going to be successful. Do not say because you're not married you can't be a Proverbs 31 woman. He said, don't say it. And then he went one step further. He said, do not be afraid of their faces. What does that mean? My interpretation is the persons that come against your dreams and your plans and your goals, God is saying this morning, do not be afraid of their faces. Don't allow anyone to tell you, you know, why you want to do this multi-level business? It don't work. Why are you listening to a loser? Why are you listening to someone that is constantly borrowing money from you? I'm talking to somebody this morning. Why are you listening? God told Jeremiah, don't be afraid of their faces. I've given you power. I've given you the ability to pull up, to root up, to cut down. And I love the end of that scripture. He said to build and to plant. So not only is God giving you the ability to pull up, to remove things from your environment, but as a seed sower, God has given you the ability to plant and to build. And so 2015 is the year that you plant. 2015 is the year that you dream. 2015 is the year that you pull out all those negatives, all the negative words that were spoken over you or over your business or over your plans and your dreams. 2015 is the year that you fly. 2015 is the year that God promised you would mount up with wings like eagles. 2015 is the year you will know that you're going to walk and not be weary. You will run. Some of you with a cane, God said, put the cane down because you will run. And you will not get tired. 2015, your year of destiny. I boldly decree and declare to everyone under the sound of my voice, 2015 is the best year you will ever have in your life. I decree and I declare all the dreams and the goals and the plans that you have put down, 2015 is when they come into fruition. 2015 is your year of destiny. It is the year you win. And I decree and I declare, because what I decree and what I declare, God said in his word, he's watching over it to perform it. Because he promised in Jeremiah, he's putting his words in my mouth. So the words I'm speaking this morning, this is not Dr. Lucille's word. Dr. Lucille is not saying that you are a winner. This is God's word in my mouth, and he's watching over this word to perform it. So it's up to you to receive this morning that you are a winner. It's up to you to receive this morning that 2015 is the best year you will ever have. 2015, you will be getting clients from the east, the west, the north, and the south. Men and women are going to be coming to you and asking you. But 2015, you also have to function in integrity. 2015, you can't be gossiping about another person in a business. 2015 is the year you deal in love. because whatever seed you sow is what you will get back. So 2015, function in integrity. Function in integrity. Your business will only go as high and as wide as your integrity to hold it. You may be a good salesperson, but if you don't have integrity, you're not building a business, you're building a house of cards. And so this morning I speak good success over every business owner on this call. I decree and I declare men and women are going to be coming and asking you for your product. I decree and I declare this is going to be the easiest year that you're going to have in recruiting men and women. You're going to be talking to them honestly. You're going to be saying, well, yeah, I may not have made $100,000, but I see the potential to make $100,000. And I would love for you to walk alongside me. I would love to walk alongside you as you do it. 2015, you don't just bring people in your business just to get them in. But 2015, you decide, I'm going to love people to success. I need for you guys to hear me. When I started this business, I've been an entrepreneur since 1997. I've been self-employed. I have a lot of degrees, and I made a decision that degrees are not what makes you successful. I'm not against them, but I wanted a lifestyle that my degrees were not offering me. And even when I did this business that most of you are on this call in, I did it in integrity. I became an executive president in this company, and I was not even known. I'm a Sabbath keeper. I have never, ever, ever done what you guys call the Super Saturdays or whatever it was. Never was I able to attend one because of religious reasons. But in 9 months, I was an executive president because I functioned in integrity. And when you function in integrity, the blessings of God will pour down over it. This wasn't what I planned to talk about this morning, but the Holy Spirit is leading me this way. And I'm going to talk, and I'm going to talk freely. If you want to be successful, function in integrity. Be honest with the people you're trying to get into your business. Sit down with them. And once you get someone in the business, then walk alongside them. Love them. Care about them. Don't tear your leadership down. Don't be tearing people down, because when you tear people down, it's difficult for God to build you up. If someone leaves your business and goes to another company, so what? I right now release the spirit of scarcity. If you're panicking because somebody left this business and went to another business and you're on the phone calling and talking to people, it is because you're functioning in scarcity. There's enough in the universe for everybody. There's enough in the universe for you. And the people that God has assigned to you could never leave and go to another company. If they're not assigned to you, maybe they're just there temporarily. How many times you get people that come across your life? And it's temporary. So open your hands. And the persons that have to leave, let them go, but bless them as they go. Because if you don't bless the people that leave, your business will not be blessed. So take some time today. Go through your back office. The people that have left, how about you walk in and you're blessing them and you're thanking God and you're speaking good success over them? How about the people that have left, you're telling God, bless them wherever they are, whatever new business they have gone into, bless them. Because what you put out into the atmosphere, God will give back to you. Bless. Let today be a day. I heard someone say, marvelous or miraculous Monday. Just bless them. Father, I thank you that you gave these persons an opportunity to be in business with me. But now that you're moving them to another place or to another level, Father, I thank you. And I thank you that as they leave and they move to another company, you bless them. You bless that company. Because as I speak blessings over another company, guess what? God has to bless where you are. So I take authority to deliver the spirit of scarcity that some of you are functioning in. I release spirit of overflow. Spirit of overflow is on you guys this morning. Go to your back office. Go to your back office. Pastor Sean and I and Marcia Harris, we used to go to our back office and pray. I'm to hear you. Denise Armstrong, we would go to our back office and stretch our hands towards our computer and pray for every person in our back office. We would pray. Are you understanding? And sometimes God would have let somebody's face jump out to us. and we would call that person by name and pray and ask God to bless whatever is happening in their life. Not because somebody didn't place an order the month you cut them off. What is happening? How you pray and how is God going to bless you? So this today I ask you, open your hands and God will fill it with good things. I thank the Holy Spirit for pushing me in another way. Today I wanted to talk about dreams, but God sent me to Jeremiah. God knew everything about you before you came into this world, and God is blessing you. You're being blessed to full and overflowing measure. There's a press down, there's a shaking together, and there's a running over happening if you open your hands this morning. And I give God praise and thanks for those of you on this call. I thank God I speak life over your businesses. Come on, somebody. I speak life. I speak success. I speak overflow over your business this morning. Take your products in your hand and pray over them and not talk about somebody who went somewhere else. What is in your hand? Pray over your Lviv. Pray over your Multiplus. Pray over your products and take your eyes off of somebody else's and you will see how God will bless you to full and overflowing measure. Press down, shaken together and running over. You will not have room enough to receive. My God, my God, my God. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you. Father, I thank you that the words that you place touch somebody's heart today. Revive somebody's business and let them know that you are still the God of provision. I thank you, Father, and I praise and I glorify your name. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, please.
Amen, and praise God for that word. We're going to be calling you back after we lift our prayer request for our closing benedictions. Thank you so much, Dr. Scott. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this morning with honor, thanksgiving, and praise. We come to you, Lord, individually and collectively as we are standing on a need of prayer. Father, we are thanking you for the prayer requests that are spoken and the prayer requests that are in the hearts and not spoken, Lord. We want to thank you so much, Lord, for Pastor Lucille Scott, for the word that you have blessed her with this morning. Father, we ask that you pour a multitude of blessings, not only for her, but for those around her, Lord, for those that she touch and impact, Father. Refill her as she decreased, Lord, and gave your word. And we just want to thank you so much for her obedience to listening to what it was that you wanted her to preach this morning. And Father, we just ask that you watch over Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord. Continue to bless them, Lord. We thank you in advance for all the unforeseen blessings that are going to pour into their lives, into their ministries, into their businesses, into any and endeavor that they do, because, Lord, we know that they follow your word with decency and order and integrity, Lord. We know that they follow your mandate to the T. So we just want to say thank you in advance for all that you are going to unleash in their lives, Lord, their lives, Lord. And, Lord God, we just ask that you watch over Artists International, that it will be a billion-dollar company, and there will be distributors that will stay, and there will be distributors that operate in integrity, and there will be distributors who love the product and love helping people more than they love wanting the money, Lord. We just want to thank you for Artists International, God, because this is a company that threaded us together, Lord, through you. So, Father, we thank you for the idea that you gave Papa Diaz de Leon back 27, 24 years ago, Lord. We thank you for that idea that you gave him because he had no idea that the master's call was going to be created, but, Lord, you did. So we thank you for his obedience and listening to you, Father. And, God, we ask that you watch over each and every family member on the line right now in the name of Jesus, all that they stand in the need of prayer for. God, we thank you that finances have been reestablished. We thank you that relationships have been reestablished. We thank you that pains and aches are gone in the name of Jesus. We thank you that those who are mourning are comforted. We thank you, Lord, that those who are lost have been found. We thank you, Lord, that those who are going to endure this storm heading up in the Northeast will find shelter, protection, food, and someone to ensure that they will be safe so they are not outside enduring these cold conditions, Lord. And we thank you for that family that may not afford to have oil or heat in their home. We thank you, Lord, that you have already put a blessing in someone's heart for them to ensure that they will, oh God. God. And God, we ask that you watch over the Smith family right now, as we know that Joni went home to be with you, God. We ask that you watch over her daughters, Lord. We ask that you watch over her mother, God. We ask that you watch over all those who are in her household and associated with her, Lord. Lord, find someone that will take her daughter to the bus stop, Lord. Find someone that will continue to motivate her, Lord. And God, give her mother the strength to go on, knowing that you do not make a mistake. Being that you are the Alpha and Omega, we trust, love, and adore, and thank you for all that you do. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. Master's Call family, join us right now after our benediction as we jump on the MMC call. That is a morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. Again, area code 530-881-1300, and the access code is 539-598-pound. That call takes place Monday through Friday, directly after the Master's Call, which starts at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 o'clock out there on the West Coast. I want to thank you, Minister Brenda, for greeting and seating God's children with such Jesus joy. And I want to thank you, Dr. Lucille Farrell Scott, for delivering a message from the throne room. And this is the part of the call where I tell you to go out there and be that great minister in the marketplace, greeting your brother and sister with Jesus joy, letting people know that you are a Christian, not by what you say, but by what you do. Turning the call over to you now, Dr. Scott.
Amen. 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 Praise God. I want to say this word to you guys as you move out today, understanding that God is a God of good success. God is a God of blessing.
Dr. Scott,
God
are you
is
there?
A God of hope. Yes, I'm here. Hello? I'm here. Hello?
I can hear you, Dr. Scott.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yes. Okay, sorry. Father, I give you praise and thank you for the word that came forth, Lord. I thank you that, Lord, you are a God of success. So, guys, I want to give this word to you. Walk it and put it in your back pocket as you go today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor and your leisure. May the favor of God hotly pursue and overtake you. May the blessings of God surround you as with a shield. 2015 is your year of destiny. May God assist you as you walk like a winner. Have a blessed and an awesome day. Goodbye.